This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and if this week's conversation is any indicator, the future is going to be in good hands. Are you familiar with the controversy surrounding Nestle's Ice Mountain and Pure Life brand bottled water operations in Michigan? The company's pumping water from its underground source in Osceola County at a rate of about 250 gallons per minute. It operates a total of 7 wells within the Muskegon River watershed, then routes that withdrawn water to its bottling plants in Standwood, Michigan. It's now seeking state permission to increase to 400 gallons per minute. That comes to around 210 million gallons per year. Environmentalists contend it is potentially environmentally disastrous. Our guest this morning has just entered ninth grade at Green Hill School in Ann Arbor. He became familiar with the Nestle issue because of a class project last academic year, but he's taken it much, much further. Yusuf Amara, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
What was the assignment that brought you to this issue in eighth grade?
So it's called the Sustainability Action Project. Every year, eighth graders complete this project as part of our capstone. What we do is select a topic, and then we figure out a way to make a positive impact.
And how did you come across the issue of water withdrawals in Osceola County as a subject matter that you would like to become involved with?
So I first came across this issue in the Canadian media, actually. There was a similar issue with Nestle in a town near Guelph, Ontario. Through more research, I came across similar issues in Michigan, and then eventually it led me to the specific debate surrounding Nestle's permit application at White Pine Springs in Osceola County, Michigan.
So what became your goals with this project as you started to learn more about it?
I had two main goals going into this project. So the petition was directed at the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and then Governor Snyder and the Michigan State Legislature. And we had two main requests of them. First, to reject Nestle's permit application to increase its water withdrawal rate at White Pine Springs. And second, a new and more comprehensive environmental impact study of the effect of the pumping on the Muskegon River watershed.
Those are some lofty goals. You launched that drive after the class project was over, and I believe you had a rather modest goal and ended up far exceeding that goal in signature gathering. What did you end up with?
So our original goal was 10,000, and I initially thought that even that was a stretch. But today I'm happy to share that we have increased public awareness and collected over 53,000 signatures.
That is tremendous. And you've turned them in now to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality?
Yes, I have. I did that just this past Tuesday.
Have you gotten a response from anybody in the agency regarding your petitions?
No, not yet.
Do you want or expect one?
It would be nice to get a response. I actually talked for a short period of time with a representative there, but that's as far as it really went.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Yusuf Amara. Yusuf attends Green Hill School in Ann Arbor and is going to turn 14 years old this month, and while he can't vote, he's decided he is definitely not too young to get involved and to try and enact change that may better protect Michigan's environment. And Yusuf, in your research, did you find that there are real environmental impacts already happening, even at the lower rate of water withdrawals that Nestle is conducting in Osceola County?
Yeah, so first of all, the aquifer that they pump from, this was proven in a study conducted by an engineering firm called Malcolm Perney. The aquifer that Nestle pumps from in White Pine Springs is actually connected to the watershed above. So this means that when they pump from the aquifer underneath, it can actually drain the watershed above, which is a big issue for all the plant species and animal species that depend on
the entire ecosystem.
Yeah. And then there's also been some anecdotal evidence from local residents. They've noticed a significant drop in water levels near Nestle's well site.
And by increasing withdrawals by nearly twice as much, then the impact could be at least twice as much. I guess that's the inference, correct?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Before you started this school assignment and ultimately the petition drive, did you drink bottled water?
Yeah, I did. I didn't drink it regularly, though, but I didn't make an effort to limit the amount of bottled water that I drank and kind of phase it out.
Now that the petitions are turned in, will you continue drinking bottled water after all you've learned?
No, I've already tried to limit it as much as I can.
We're talking with ninth grader Yusuf Amara on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. He attends Green Hill School in Ann Arbor and recently turned in more than 53,000 petition signatures to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. It's an effort to get the agency to deny a permit to Nestle's bottled water operation in Michigan from increasing its withdrawals from groundwater. Now that the petitions are turned in, will you continue working on this Nestle issue as you progress through the rest of school?
Yes, I will. I don't know exactly how yet, but I'm going to continue working on this issue.
You reside in Washtenaw County. Most of your time will obviously be spent here. Perhaps you've extrapolated out exactly what it means to Washtenaw County residents. Why should they be concerned about what's happening with water up in Osceola County?
The main concern we should have here in Washtenaw County is that if Nestle's water withdrawal rate is approved, it could set a dangerous precedent.
Have you always been socially and environmentally conscious, or was this project that you endeavored in eighth grade something that inspired you to start and now continue?
This is the first kind of large-scale project I've done in terms of the environment. I've always been concerned about the environment, but this is the first step I've taken to take action.
Are these common conversations among your friends and your classmates when talking about whether it be environmental or social or political issues? Do you have that kind of consciousness that we're not necessarily satisfied with the way things are and we want to do something about it?
Yeah, now that I've endeavored on this petition, I think I do have a little bit of that sense now.
When you're at home with the family, are these the kinds of issues that are a regular part of your conversations?
Well, now that the petition has really taken off, I've really dedicated a lot more of my time to it. So I'd say that, yeah, it's become a lot more frequent in our conversation.
And is that something that you plan to carry forward on through the rest of your high school years, college years, and when you start a family of your own?
Yeah, probably.
I'd like to congratulate you. Gathering 53,000 petition signatures for anything is rather amazing. It's a job well done. Do you now have any better sense of what you might like to study in college or what you like to might become professionally as an adult?
I'm actually interested in studying something that's completely different.
Interesting.
I've always been interested in paleontology and the study of Earth's history. I guess it's not too far off, but still, it's not necessarily in the same realm, but I'm still keeping my options open.
Well, that's a wise thing to say, a wise thing to do, and we certainly wish you well on that. But again, paleontology and studying the history of the Earth, history is being written as we speak, and one of the issues you're addressing could well rewrite the future history of our great state of Michigan. So congratulations to you again. I am sure whatever you decide to do, we're all going to benefit from your efforts. I wish you very well in the school year ahead, and keep us up to date on what you're doing.
Thank you for having me, and next time we meet, I hope to share the news that our petition was a success.
That is Yusuf Amara, now a ninth grade student at Green Hill School in Ann Arbor, working hard to make a difference. I told you the future was going to be in good hands, and I think you just found some evidence of that right here on WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.